One of the many delights of Tuxtla Gutiérrez, the capital of Chiapas, is the Marimba Park. Every evening between 6 and 9 p.m., people of all ages go there to listen and dance to the music. But what is most striking is the number of elderly, careworn men and women who stop in the park after a long day's work. Their clothes and deeply wrinkled faces betray a life of poverty and hardship. But when they dance, their faces light up and their cares just slip away.
We are in a straight fight against poverty, against extreme poverty. So we have subscribed an agreement with the UN system so that they can guide us in that economic, political, and social exercise.
Chief Strategy Planner for the government of Chiapas, Blanca Esponda, says the agreement with the UN is unusual in that it bypasses the federal government. She says local problems are best dealt with on a local level, where the struggles of local people are best understood.
And therefore, we decided that we needed sort of a map road on how to reach the goal that we want, which is to diminish poverty in Chiapas. We know we cannot eradicate poverty, not in a short term anyway. But while this government is in office, we certainly want to bring up the level of the extreme poverty that we suffer in 28 particular municipalities.
The 28 districts are ranked on the bottom of the UN Development Program's Human Development Index for Mexico. They are rural farming communities, largely populated by indigenous people who cling to their traditions and reject integration into Western society. Many do not speak Spanish and are illiterate. Esponda tells VOA the government decided to ask the United Nations for help after it realized that many of the indigenous communities lacked access to basic education.
We discovered as we entered into the government that many children, small children, were not attending school. And we were very concerned about that. So we looked for UNICEF. And then we decided to establish a program called All the Children to School. And with their guidance, we were very successful.
When opportunity knocks, you should grab it. That, at least, is what the governor's wife, Maria Isabella Sabines, believes. She is president of DIF, the Department for the Infancy and Families of Chiapas. Under her direction, aid workers go into small communities and literally knock on every door to ferret out the children who do not go to school. UNICEF has honored her for her achievements.
Tenemos 32,000 ahorita.
And so last year, we got 32,000 children in school. This year, we are targeting 10 to 15,000 more. That means 57,000 more children will be helped. People continue to knock on the doors looking for all the children. We are also trying to get schools to make more room for them.
Sabina says the program provides the children with backpacks and uniforms. It even gives bicycles to those who live very long distances away from a school. Her institute also dispenses 1 million breakfasts for poor children.
We will struggle with to achieve many of the development goals. And in particular, the region has a lot of challenges, particularly, I would say, in maternal death and infant death and HIV.
Mariana Diaz Amador is deputy director of the UN Development Program's office in Chiapas. She says the UN agreement with Chiapas is ambitious. It encompasses 20 initiatives which cover a range of needs. She says the mandate of her agency is to eradicate poverty and help the government achieve their development objectives.
We are working not only with indigenous people. As they were saying in the presentation, there are 28 municipalities which are with the lowest human development index. So they are in a very, very bad conditions of marginalization, poverty, and, well, in general, no? We are aiming at promoting gender equality. That's one of our mainstreaming initiatives. and also environmental sustainability, which is also another of our mainstreaming initiatives.
The challenges are enormous. Chiapas suffers from the highest rate of malnutrition in Mexico. Maternal mortality is high, so is infant mortality. HIV/AIDS is widespread because of the large number of migrants crossing the border from other countries in Central America. But the government is composed of young, enthusiastic ministers committed to making things better. It is not clear whether they will win their fight against poverty, but they are determined to try. And if all else fails, there's always the marimba to lift their spirits. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.